Jesus talked about his people will be like trees and they will produce fruit. So he said in Matthew 7, you know a tree by its fruit. And then Jesus said some produce 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. What does that mean? That doesn't mean when he says some produce 30-fold that 70% of your life could be lived in sin. What he means is some people are more mature in the faith and may work the ministry full time, and their fruit will be 100-fold. And other people are medium in their faith. Maybe they still have to labor in the world, and they may produce 60-fold. And some people may be new to the faith. Some people may be handicapped in the faith, but they try their best, and they produce 30-fold. And so think about that. It's like the parable of the talents. The guy with five talents could make more than the guy with one talent. If I gave you $1 million and said invest it and make another million, it's a lot easier to make $1 million with $1 million. If I gave you $10 and said make $1 million, it's really hard to make $1 million from $10. So based upon what you've been given, experience, your measure of faith, your age, your position in the body of Christ, everyone's going to bring a different fold of fruit. But we're all striving for the same kingdom. None of us are keeping willful sin. None of us are living outside of the kingdom of God if we're born of God. So think about that 10-fold, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, and then ask yourself, neighbor, what amount of fruit is your life bringing based upon what God's given you? A good example, someone who's a committed believer for 50 days is going to have less fruit than someone who's been walking with Christ and been given 15 years of truth, guidance, enlightenment, and knowledge. That's what Jesus is saying. It doesn't mean that man that's been in the faith 50 days shouldn't try his hardest and shouldn't leave all sin. It means he's learning, he's growing, he's conforming, he's being sanctified. So test yourself. What are you doing with God gave you? What are you doing with the knowledge and the truth? What are you doing with His Holy Spirit? What are you doing with the Word of God, Genesis to Revelation? What are you doing with your time? Let's talk about resources. What's a resource? Time is a resource. How are you wasting it? Money is a resource. How are you wasting it? Let's talk about relationships. They're a resource. How are you wasting them? Let's talk about opportunities to live the gospel, share the gospel, contend for the gospel. They're a resource. How about the Word of God, the ultimate resource? Are you trampling it? Are you not walking in the Word of God? Are you not living in righteousness? Are you living in pride and vanity and sin? 1 John 2:15, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Imagine that. If you love the things of the world, politics, sports, the Vikings, Packers, pride and vanity, if you love the things of the world, the love of God's not in you. If the love of God's not in you, what will you do on Judgment Day? It's fruit you're not born of Him. God's people are a fruit tree. They produce godly, holy, biblical fruit. They produce righteousness and goodness, and they love their neighbor, and they want their neighbor to walk in the ways of God and avoid the judgment of God. So think about everything you're doing with what God has given you, or not. Are you a profitable servant? Profitable servants get rewarded and praised. Unprofitable servants get sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I remember the biblical account where the servant is out working all day, and then he comes in and he says, he's got to cook for his master and do everything. And his master says, this is, the Bible says, this is just your reasonable service. It's like he wanted accolades. I've been working, I got to come home and work. That is your reasonable service. God didn't save us so we could pat each other on the back and say, wow, we're awesome. God saved us so we could glorify him. That's the purpose of existence, is to glorify God. But if you live like the world, or if you practice false Sunday religion, you're not glorifying God at all. You're glorifying the enemy. You're glorifying Satan's kingdom. There's only two kingdoms, kingdom of Satan or the kingdom of God. Which one are you living and walking in? You have to repent of one kingdom and enter the other kingdom. I encourage you to rebel against Satan's kingdom and repent to the kingdom of God in Christ Jesus. Otherwise, you have no hope. We're all about a people of hope. But what is the hope? You don't have salvation guaranteed locked up today. No, it's a hope of salvation to come. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, the famous gospel chapter, whereby which you are saved, if you keep in remembrance, lest you believed in vain. Colossians 1, 22, 23, if you continue steadfast in the faith. Once saved, always saved is a lie. Faith alone, grace alone, salvation is a lie. Easy believism is a lie. These are all man-made doctrines that deceive people. Anything that tickles your flesh is a man-made doctrine. But that which causes your spirit to rise up is of God, most likely. Good example, today's contemporary false Christian music. We just preached outside a music event up in Duluth. It lifts up your flesh. Instrumental fleshly Christian music lifts up your flesh. But the Word of God, when saints sing biblically, it's supposed to lift up your spirit just with their mouths. We are the instrument today. We don't need guitars. We don't need trumpets. We don't need orchestras and bands. Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper, the bread and the wine, and he sang a hymn. Why? Because it's a spiritual thing, not flesh. He even says at the end of John 6, this thing is spirit, not flesh. So test yourself to the Word of God. Test how you're living. Test what you're doing. Test what you believe to the Holy Scriptures. And if you're not walking and living and believing and keeping and practicing, you're in grave danger. Brother James says, be a doer of the Word of God, not a hearer only. Americans are guilty of hearing a lot of God's Word in Sunday church that's false, but they're not doers. They're not doing the Word of God. They're not doing righteousness. They're not living in righteousness. They're practicing sin and iniquity. They're practicing false traditions that cannot save anyone. All right, so we've had a good preach here. We've talked to people. We've handed out lots of gospel cards. We've warned, I don't know, a couple thousand people. Wow, what a glorious job we get to do. Warn them about the wrath of God that's coming. People are just drifting through their life, but they're not seeking the kingdom. People walking in their flesh, but not walking after spirit and truth. What will become of you, neighbor, as you negate the blood of Jesus Christ and you trample it and live in unrighteousness? Did you know that your false ways of churchianity are unrighteous before God? What is righteous? That which is right before God. And the false ways of Roman Catholicism, evangelicalism, and all the other isms like Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, Anabaptist, Amish, these are all false stenches in the nostrils of a holy God. We don't want our neighbor's life to be a stench in the nostrils of a holy God. We want you to be a sweet savor in the nostrils of a holy God and be welcomed and embraced by Him. And if you will turn away from your sin, your worldliness, your pride, your vanity, you can find eternal life and life everlasting. But you must repent and seek the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father, for this glorious day of preaching. Every day we get to lift up Christ in the streets, whether we speak to one seeker, no seekers, 10 seekers. We know that our Father's been glorified and His word never returns void. Till the Lord lets us do it again. Thanks for being with me, brother and sister. God be praised.